What is the kingdom of God? The Bible's answer. God's kingdom is a real government established by Jehovah God. The kingdom of God is also called the kingdom of heaven in the Bible, since it rules from heaven. Mark 1:14 and 15 and Matthew 4:17, King James Version. It shares many attributes of human governments, yet it is superior to them in every way. Rulers. God has appointed Jesus Christ as King of the Kingdom and has given him more authority than any human ruler could ever have. Jesus uses this power only for good, since he has already proved to be a reliable and compassionate leader. Under God's direction, Jesus has selected persons from all nations who will rule as kings over the earth with him in heaven. Revelation 5, 9 and 10. Duration. Unlike human governments, which come and go, God's kingdom will never be brought to ruin. Daniel 2, 44. Subjects. Anyone who does what God requires can be a subject of God's kingdom, without regard for ancestry or birthplace. Laws. The laws or commandments of God's kingdom do more than just prohibit wrong behavior. They raise the moral character of its subjects. For example, the Bible says, "You must love Jehovah your God with your whole heart, and with your whole soul, and with your whole mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second, like it, is this: you must love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22:37-39. Love of God and neighbor moves subjects of the kingdom to act in the best interests of others. Education. While God's kingdom sets high standards for its subjects, it also teaches people how to meet those standards. Mission. The kingdom of God doesn't enrich its rulers at the expense of its subjects. Instead, it will accomplish God's will, including the promise that those who love him will live forever on a paradise earth.